No one on our planet is as excited about the prospect of snow in October, or September for that matter, as Larry Weber. Larry, did we lose you? Are you there? Yeah.
Hey, I think I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. Hooray!
Are you still there?
Yeah, I read the snow showers thing. I was really tempted to just take off the headphones and just walk away.
Well, welcome to October. It is not unusual that we get snow showers in October. Now, the first week of October is a bit unusual, but it's not unusual that we do get them. Usually what happens in October, we get some snow showers, a tiny bit of accumulation, and then, of course, it all melts. Right now, though, we are getting other things going on. We ended the wonderful month of September in the last few days, and we ended it with a temperature that was a little bit cooler than normal, 1 degree cooler than normal, so not much difference. What was different was the precipitation. The Weather Service recorded less than an inch of precipitation for the entire month of September. Now, this is a month that normally gets over 4 inches, so way below normal. At my house here, it wasn't quite as dry. I estimate I got about twice that amount of precipitation here, but nevertheless, it certainly what made an impact. We are, according to the Weather Service, almost 10 inches below normal for the year. Now, we'll see as we get into cooler temperatures if that's going to change, but right as of now, that's the standing. The June we just got through with a few months ago was one of the driest Junes on record, and now September was also one of the driest months on record, driest Septembers on record. Plenty of color still out there. I estimated yesterday when I was out looking around, I came up with about a dozen kinds of trees that still have some red leaves and about 20 kinds of trees that have yellow leaves. The reds are on the way down. Now, the Weather Service this morning put out a map saying where is the peak color and so forth. And according to that map, about half of the state of Minnesota, the northern part, is in very good color right now. I think in my neighborhood here, it looks like to me the reds are waning a bit. Yellows, no doubt, they're still there, a great amount. So, yeah, we got plenty of color. Usually when we get into early October, it is the quaking aspens that start to steal the show. Up until this point, they have not been very colorful, but they start to take on the color as we get into early October. Later in October, we will see from the tamaracks. Tamaracks are a little bit later to open, to turn yellow. They stay out in the swamps, and they don't turn yellow yet. But I did see one yesterday that was starting to turn yellow, so that's on its way. The big leaf drop doesn't happen until somewhere around the middle to the 20th of October. That's when we will see leaves falling every day, but we see the large amount that falls, what I refer to as the big leaf drop, somewhere around this time. Usually it's a rain or a wind that accompanies it. But there are trees that are dropping their leaves right now. I found poplar, black ash, and hawthorns. A lot of them are completely bare. Basswood, many of those have dropped their leaves. Red maples, after turning so bright red, have often dropped their leaves. And, of course, if you live anywhere near pine trees, you've probably seen a lot of the pine needles that are dropping as well. So, yes, the season is moving on. In the world of wildflowers, they have pretty much passed everything. There's a few out there. There's a few late ones. Every time I take a walk, I always find a few that have been able to put up with the frost so far and the cooler, shorter days and still have a flower. But for the most part, that has passed on to the next phase, which, of course, is making the seeds. The one that I really found of note this past week is milkweeds. Milkweeds bloom way back in July, but it takes them a while to form their pod and to form the seeds inside those, and it has to be dry weather that allows that pod to crack open. Well, we had a dry September, and so they opened earlier than normal, and these fluffy seeds are out spreading around. The other one that bloomed in July has plenty of fluffy seeds right now, too, and that's the fireweed. The big news, of course, when we get into autumn is the migration. Hawk Ridge has been coming up with some interesting statistics. As we go through September, the big flight is the flight of Broadwing Hawks, but that was more than 2 weeks ago. They pretty much have moved on. They fly early because they have a long way to go. They go all the way down to Central America. Many of the other raptors that go across don't go that far. And so as we get into October, we start to see different ones that are the most numerous. Sharp-shinned hawks have put on a terrific show in this past week with the large numbers of them. And red-tailed hawks, bald eagles are another one that we see a lot of. But yesterday, the one that stole the show was turkey vultures. We don't even think about the turkey vultures when we go to Hawk Ridge, but they during October, it is quite a sight to see. Yesterday, they set a record with more than 800 turkey vultures coming across in one day. A lot of these very large birds, turkey vultures are huge. They can be almost as big as an eagle. A lot of them will form kettles as they go across. And so it's quite a great sight to see. So if you have a chance to get out and take a look, and you don't even need to go to Hawk Ridge, but get out and take a look and see some big black birds that fly in kind of a V-shaped pattern, that's the turkey vultures. Canada geese and ducks, I see them every day. Blue jays, robins, bluebirds. I saw a nice flock of bluebirds this week in migration. But it's with the smaller birds, it is the sparrows and the warblers. Warblers are mostly migrants in September. However, we have some late ones that keep coming through. Yellow rump warblers right now are abundant. During my morning walks, I go by a pond, and the pond has lily pads on it. Well, the yellow rump warblers have been out on the lily pads feeding on insects. The water is a little bit warmer, slower to cool than the air, and therefore there may be insects active there, and the warblers are finding them. I saw no less than 7 kinds of warblers this past week, but sparrows, I saw 8 kinds of sparrows this past week. Now, to a lot of people, sparrows are nothing but little brown birds, and it takes patience, good binoculars, and it might help to have someone who can help point out things, but there is a difference out there. There's quite a few kinds of sparrows that come through, probably the best time of the whole year to see a variety of sparrows is early October. Maybe the most obvious right now is the juncos. Juncos are a kind of sparrow, though we don't call them by that name. They're kind of blackish-gray and light on color on the underside, white tail marks. And if you see them along the side of the road, they're frequently in flocks, and they'll fly up, and you can see that white mark. I saw several flocks this past week. Other things of note, I've been going out every evening at dusk and watching the flight of ducks and whatever else might be flying over a swamp. And one of the critters I look for every time is big brown bats. Some bats hibernate, some bats migrate, and then there's the big brown bat, which is kind of a combination. The ones that are hanging around right now will probably spend the winter, but they're not ready to go to sleep yet, so they're going out over the swamp. Once again, insects can tend to be active in places like that, and they'll go for them. Other things of note, I mentioned last time how this is the time we might see snakes moving on to hibernacula. Well, I saw a garter snake this week out on the road. Unfortunately, crossing the road can be a bit dangerous for them. And as I've said before, this is the time when we can see a very interesting critter showing up from the ponds and swamps, a giant water bug, as they take off and go in to find a place to fly and to spend the winter. And they'll do this dispersal flight usually at dusk, and that's another critter that I go out to look for every night at dusk. I think we're past with the spider webs, though I have seen Octobers where it started to warm up and the webs started showing up again, so the spiders are probably still out there. But usually what happens when you get this late in the season is they will lay their eggs. Some will overwinter, and some will succumb to the colder temperatures. Yes, but we are moving in that way. Last night we had a full moon, but thanks to the clouds, it wasn't very visible. October is unique. We have 2 full moons. We had October 1. The second full moon is on Halloween, October 31. That's always an interesting thing to have, is a blue moon, but especially interesting when it's on Halloween. So, yes, Lisa, this is a wonderful month of October. there's going to be a lot happening. Keep your eyes open.
Well,
take care.
First of all, there's enough scary stuff going on now that October 31st can't faze most of us. And, secondly, I kind of liked your nickname for October, Outstanding October.
Yeah.
I like
I like alliterations that you may have noticed. Awesome August, Spectacular September, and Outstanding October.
And then, of course, in November, we just suspend that, and then you have a poem. So I love that part.
Well, I think I have kind of rescinded that poem. I have learned that November has got a great deal to offer as well.
All right. Well, so, you've got to work on a good word for November then. And
In the
meantime, we'll get ready to talk to you again next week.
Okay. Take care. Enjoy.
Larry Weber, our longtime host of Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.